Okay. I'm on. Yes, no, yes, no, yes. There it is. All right. Turn your Bibles to John 3:16. I'm going to preach out of a familiar passage of Scripture today, but hopefully it's a help to somebody, because it was a help to me.
Amen.
When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Tonight I would like to preach on no greater love.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I'm so thankful for this day, Lord. I'm so thankful that I have another opportunity to preach your word. Lord God, I'm so thankful for this past few weeks, Lord, that I could just attend the camp and the conference, Lord, and get help for me, Lord. I ask that you bless tonight, Lord. Bless me. Just give me words to say, Lord. Please help them not to be my words, Lord, but just yours. Help me to say nothing more than you want me to say, but only truth and only things you would like me to say, no more, no less. Bless Josh tonight as he stands up after me to preach, Lord. Just bless him, Lord. Just fill us both with the Holy Ghost. Just bless the rest of them tonight. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
In this passage of Scripture, it says again, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." My first point tonight is his passion. In the verse, it says, "God so loved the world." And that word love right there, I did a short word study on it, and it means to love dearly. Turn with me to John 15:13. In John 15:13, it says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay out, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Which, if you've read through the book of John or heard most of the story of Jesus, he died on the cross for our sins, and only someone who showed great and immense amounts of love would do that for someone, because that's an unbearable and utter agony. Because dying on that cross isn't just, well, they're going to kill you and put you up on a tree. No, but before you got even to the tree, there was punishment and there was brutal pain and brutal agony. He was whipped and scourged with the cat of nine tails, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a leather cord that has broken bits of pottery, glass, bones, and anything sharp that could mangle you or maim you. And even when you got there, and on the way there, he was beat, he was hit, he was spit upon, they pulled out his beard, and they yelled and cursed him. And that's just something that, even just the people yelling at me, I don't think I would want to do anymore. And which is amazing, because he did all that because he loved us so dearly. If you turn your Bibles to 1 John 4:7, a similar passage about Jesus' love. If you're there, say amen.
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 Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Which, the verse is, I won't say self-explanatory, because it's not, I had to do a decent word study on this, because in the verse, it's just amazing how when you read it once, you're like, okay, that makes sense. Then you read it again, and you get something completely different out of God's word, which is one of the amazing qualities of God's word. It says, "By this we know that we love," nope, wrong verse, my apologies. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." So that right there is saying God is love, and everyone that loves about is of God, and love is of God. And that brings me to my second point, the price he paid. So if you turn back to John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." He gave his only begotten Son, his only child, that did nothing wrong and didn't even deserve it. We've done many things to deserve what he got on that cross.
Amen.
And even though he did none of it, he still did it because he loved us.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for the amount of sorrow and pain he went through simply because he loved us. And my third point is his promise, God's promise to us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If we believe on him and everything he says, we'll be all right and we'll have eternal life. Because if we put our faith and trust in Jesus, he says in this verse that anyone that believeth should not perish, but have everlasting life. That everlasting life means that we'll be in heaven with him when we die, which is very appealing since the other option is hell. Hell is eternal fire and damnation, which is, I don't know about you, but I don't like little burns, let alone eternal fire. And all you have to do to receive this is believe on Jesus and call upon his name. No greater love has been shown than the love of God. And I'm so thankful for his love. This past week, we sang song after song after song about his love and everything he's done for us. And it's just been amazing. These past 2 weeks at camp, just by a simple way of testimony, this past week at camp, I rededicated my life to the Lord at camp this past week, and I got reassurance of my salvation, which is amazing.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for everything that he's done for me. Let's pray.
Amen.
Dear Jesus, I'm so thankful for this day, Lord. I'm thankful for everything you've done today. I'm so thankful for all the people that are here, Lord. I'm so thankful that the message you gave me, Lord, it helped me. I'm not sure if it helped anyone else, but I'm thankful that it helped me. I'm so thankful for everything you've done, Lord. I'm at a loss for words. I'm so thankful. Lord God, bless the rest of this night and bless Josh as he comes to preach. Bless the rest of tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. If you don't know what else to preach, preach Jesus, right? Oftentimes we go through the Bible, and you come make way, Josh. We try to look for something to preach, and oftentimes we overlook the verse that we've heard so many times. It's still a familiar verse that God always speaks to us, and he knows how to get our attention. And so I'm thankful, Josh, and as he comes.